T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It is our top local story. The weather, rain, hail, snow have been sweeping across Southern California, making for treacherous holiday travel and bringing the potential for flooding and, of course, mudslides. We have in-depth team coverage for you. We begin with meteorologist Jeff Maher. He's live for us at the Weather Channel.
Yeah, Chris, we're going to have to keep an eye on the recent burn areas. We're talking about the Saddle Ridge, Tech Getty, and Woolsey burn areas. We've had a band of moderate to heavy rain continuing to fall the last several hours across Los Angeles County. We'll keep an eye out for potential mud and debris flows here as we make our way into this afternoon. This is a very potent storm system. It will pack a punch and produce strong wind gusts, heavy rainfall, maybe an inch or two through Thanksgiving along the coast and in the valleys. 2 to 4 inch totals, though, for the foothills and the mountains. Another factor, snowfall. That snow level will drop all the way down to about 2,500 or 3,000 feet through Thanksgiving, impacting the drive along the Grapevine, where there could be 3 to 6 inches of accumulation, 1 to 2 feet as you get up above 6,000 feet, especially across the San Gabriels. We'll keep an eye on the Cajon Pass as well through Thanksgiving. We'll certainly keep you updated on the storm system. Back to Chris in the studio.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Continuing our in-depth team coverage, firefighters have rescued a man holding onto a tree in the middle of the fast-moving L.A. River in Atwater Village.
So the swift water team used a boat. They initially attempted with one rescuer. However, because of, due to a tree that was obstructing the way that was in the water, they came back, picked up a second rescuer, went out, were able to then quickly retrieve the victim and safely bring him to shore.
That's LA City Fire's Margaret Stewart. She tells KNX the river waters can start moving rapidly once the rain starts coming down, can easily sweep people away. She says that's why officials tell people to avoid the river when it rains. Stewart also says law enforcement conducts sweeps along the river before it rains to warn people to avoid danger. Storm is leading to the blizzard-like conditions in the San Bernardino Mountains. Caltrans spokeswoman Terry Kasinga.
We're going to be out here 24/7 throughout this entire storm until it passes, and we're going to be working. We expect that tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, is actually going to be way worse than today.
Yeah, she recommends leaving now if you have to travel up in the mountains or through the Cajon Pass. She says there's no snow in the Cajon Pass right now, but it's cold and it's very windy. She says if you're traveling tomorrow in the area, be prepared in case the roads and highways are closed. That means, of course, taking along some food, water, sturdy shoes, warm clothing, and blanket. Several roads at higher elevations in Southern California closed today due to potential snowfall. At noon, L.A. County Public Works says the Big Tujunga Canyon Road from Vogel Flats to Angeles Forest Highway will be shut down. Upper Big Tujunga Canyon Road from Angeles Forest Highway to Angeles Crest Highway will also be closed. Can add to that Angeles Forest Highway from Aliso Canyon to Angeles Crest Highway, all because of the weather. And despite this weather, volunteers are out filling thousands of bags to feed those in need this Thanksgiving. It's part of the annual Big Sunday event, a big Thanksgiving stuffing event. Let's go live to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
This is the first time it's rained during the event, so they had to improvise stuffing the bags with all those Thanksgiving meal trimmings under big tents and making special cards that will go inside each bag. I actually walked the line myself to fill one up. Hello.
Hello.
What is that?
Pumpkin.
Awesome. Is this your first time here?
No.
No?
This is, like our fourth time, maybe?
What? Do you love it?
Yeah.
You got a huge smile on your face.
Yeah, I love it here. It's really fun.
That's young Sophia, and as I kept making my way down the line, I met actress Nia Vardalos. Have you done this many years?
10 years.
Really? What, yeah. What keeps bringing you back?
It's a way to feel useful and connected to the fabric of society. We are all just but a thread.
David Levinson is the founder of Big Sunday.
People want to help. Despite what we see on TV, despite what we read on the internet, most people are nice, they're kind, they want to work together, they want to love one another, and understand one another.
And that really is the feeling that you get at this event. More than 3,000 bags being filled today. They'll be handed out to those in need across town. Reporting live along Melrose Avenue, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All right, Margaret, and if there ever was a day to get to the airport early, today is certainly that day. Millions of Southern California residents heading out of town, many of them by plane.
Traffic has been crawling on the LAX departure level. You knew that was coming. The Thanksgiving travel period is always heavy. Becca Doten is a spokesperson for the airport.
Over the course of Thanksgiving, we're expecting about 80% of the entire population of LA City to come through LAX. So just know that there will be lines today and there will be traffic.
Airport Police Sergeant Rob Pedregon says that's the main focus today, keeping the traffic moving.
So we got extra officers that will be on patrol, traffic officers, and we partnered with DOT to help us on the access roads.
As for the public, the travelers, they're just trying to roll with it all. They know what the holidays are like.
Yeah, it's crowded, but that's normal for busy airports. What's like this? I think everyone's in good spirits considering it's Thanksgiving.
And considering that the crowds can be so brutal, she had to fly from Australia to LAX to connect to Panama. For most Southern Californians, their top air destination is Hawaii. At LAX, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And a sea change is happening in the way we do our holiday shopping.
Online is now the number one shop channel in all of retail for holiday.
Retail analyst Marshall Cohen of the NPD Group tells KNX that's why Cyber Monday is becoming bigger than Black Friday. But don't count Black Friday out yet, because there are things Black Friday offers that Cyber Monday can't.
The difference is, it's not only about shopping. It's now a social event. You know, the experience of shopping, it's in many cases checking things out and seeing what you might want to give to someone or get for yourself.
Cohen says another factor for the shift is that retailers, both online and in-store, are offering holiday deals much earlier than they used to, sometimes as early as November 1st. Rob Archer, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.